You need to leave her be. I gritted my teeth and moved past my brother's immense shoulders to get to Sparrow's room. Or at least I tried to. Wilder moved again, and I scowled at my younger brother. She's sleeping, Breck. She needs rest. I snorted. Like the Wicked Witch of the West could actually sleep. Knowing Feisty, she's probably plotting my demise. Wilder's light blue eyes narrowed. I don't know what the hell is with the two of you, but she was hurt, on our grounds, under our watch. So we are going to figure out what the hell happened. To do that, you are going to put aside your cocksure attitude and get the job done. I lifted a brow. A little overprotective of our sweet Sparrow, aren't you? I didn't know why a kernel of jealousy slid through me. It wasn't as if I wanted her. Sure, she was hot as hell with her honey-toned skin, sinful curves that were all softness, melded with strength and muscle, and long dark hair. But I didn't want her. Besides, it was hard to crave somebody when they constantly sneered at you and derided you for being a playboy piece of shit. To be fair, I had done my best to keep up that reputation, but I didn't need Sparrow judging me for it. Enough people in my world judged me already. I'm going to need your help, Breck. It was unusual for Wilder to ask me for anything. Sure, whatever you need. I'm just going to go check on her, okay? I asked, not even sure why I wanted to do so. Sparrow wanted nothing to do with me, and had made that fact plainly clear. But I'd gotten used to her little scowls. I wondered if that expression could be kissed off. What? Not by me, of course, because... No. But she'd probably be in a much better mood if someone shagged her properly. I still remembered the time she had walked in on me, and I hadn't exactly been in the best position. She'd stared at me, pretty full lips parted in shock, and I had smirked right back and kept going along with my business. It was easier to keep people at a distance by grinning and pretending nothing mattered. Except it did matter. I just wasn't a huge fan of the idea that Sparrow was so swift to judge. Be quick about it, Wilder muttered. I blinked to bring myself back from my reverie. I narrowed my eyes at his tone. Something going on between you two. Wilder had this way of wiping all hint of expression off his face. I recognized it as his protection wall. I don't know why you would think that. Unlike you, I know how to be friends with a woman without wanting to get in her pants.
There was something about the way he laughed, a flirty undertone. Hey, there's a fantastic gym here anytime you want to spar. I sized him up. Well, you are a prince, so I'm pretty sure it's against the law. His chuckle was low and mellow, pleasant sounding. And it did absolutely nothing for me. Wilder was exceptionally handsome. Sadly, he gave me brother vibes. Not that I had time for a personal life, I was too busy with work. And if I was honest, I wasn't even in that frame of mind. And he's not the brother you want. I squashed the thought of Breck Waterford the moment it popped into my head. I loathed him. He was the literal worst. If there were something worse than loathing, that might encompass the breadth of my feelings for the prince. Well, I mean, I know you've been injured recently, so I wouldn't want to hurt you. Wilder teased. I lifted a brow. Any time, Your Highness. Any time. He grinned, knowing it would get my hackles up. All right, I hear you. By the way, I've got a clearance for the rest of your team should they get into trouble. A diplomatic pass. Is there anything else you need? You mean, besides you finally admitting that my list of movies is far superior to yours? No, I'm good. I glanced toward the window and frowned. The clear blue sky had given way to a pale purple hue. What time is it? He inclined his head toward the clock behind me. Just past 7. Damn,